First of all, happy 4th of July. We have something we all have in common. We should be very proud of our country, our freedom, our liberties, our choices, the men and women who died for us. So with that in mind, keep that in mind that I speak. I'm also a retired teacher of 33 years. I've spoken before. I speak on behalf of all children, because that's kind of where my heart is. But specifically, I have grandchildren in this district. So that's where I come from. So hello to each of you this evening. There's a dedicated group of us who have put a lot of energy and effort into trying to help you understand a different perspective. We all don't have to agree with everything, but I think we need to be compassionate, kind, listen to each other, so we know where we're all coming from. I think there's a lot of political discord. I think there's a lot of people pushing one direction or another, and I think we really need to concentrate on honesty, love, compassion, caring, and what's best for kids. What's best for kids? That's really where I'm coming from. But there is a group of us who are paying very close attention. We're parents, we're grandparents, we're community members, but people who are paying attention to decisions and policies that the Board of Education is making, as well as the superintendent and the people, all the people in the district who make those kind of decisions. We will continue to advocate for the kids in this district, and you may not agree with everything we advocate for, but if you come right down to it, we all advocate for the same thing: what's best for kids. We want to make sure that the right decisions, moral decisions, appropriate decisions for children in this district are best for their overall growth. Most important, I think, core subjects, curriculum is important. And not to get to vary off so much from, I don't know, the social issues. I think children should be children, and we shouldn't be pushing gender ideology on people. We should CRT, critical race theory, social emotional learning is the same thing. Those are things that don't belong in the classroom. I strongly advocate against that. And I think it has a lot of reasons for it. And I think you people who make the decision should really look at that. It's really pushing more separation, CRT, and false teaching, and it's really dangerous. The priority should be on the core subjects: reading, writing, arithmetic, and so on. And goals: kindness, compassion, and courtesy. I'll continue this another time too, because I won't get through everything, because I'm kind of going off the cuff. So let's just work together, be open to listening, and consider what's best for kids. That is really the important thing. And happy 4th of July. Sweet land of liberty. Freedom of choice.
Stephanie Jean Carly.
I'm coming.
Quoting a friend, a lot of us feel this way. What's going on, a lot of us don't like. And we are doing our best to educate parents to ask teachers for their curriculum and lesson plans, and that these are our children, not the school's children, not the union's children, not the government's children. They're our children. And then, as I've warned before, Glenn Ellen loves everybody as long as you agree. So if you disagree or you're another political party, you might as well go to hell. We pay very high taxes, as we know. Where does it go? Where is it? Just paying the high taxes, where is it? Where does it go from every year that we pay? What about the endless money that schools receive from the COVID insanity? Lots and lots of money. Where is it? And then you're asking for more money, you know, right now to build buildings and all that. Where's all this other money? You kept our kids out of school, and they weren't even here, so we're paying all this tax and all the money from the government. They weren't even in school, and you also masked them way too long. And then we hear that the boys' washrooms have tampon machines, and we heard that schools are forced to do this. Why in the hell are tampon machines in a washroom for boys? Insane what's going on. Stop teaching about genders and sexuality, promoting certain books, K through third grade and older. This isn't part of your job as a school. Parents don't send their kids to school to hear about this. Transgender, changing genders, operations. Mind your own damn business. Stop promoting this. These are not your kids. You are not their parents. I don't understand. Let the parents teach them. Let the parents talk to them about sexuality. You know, you have no right to teach this stuff. Absolutely not. And then when it comes to CRT or whatever you want to call it, critical race theory, whatever you want to call it, has been taught in various ways for many years. Why are schools teaching kids to go backwards?
30 seconds, man.
Yeah, I know. And teach reading, math, and science, etc., history too. What we learn from history, don't take us backwards. We've grown. Let's move forward. You know, don't teach them CRT and focus on kids' skin color. Most kids aren't even aware of their skin color of kids. It has an opposite effect. 1 out of 2 non-proficient in math and reading. I mean, really. None of us co-parent with the government. We don't want them to teach about medicine, sexuality, value based on skin color, or anything else. They're not your children. They're ours. Stop it.
Mrs. Milk, anyone else?
No.
Thank you. All right. We will then move on to reports.